This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We are essentially giving away our radio station right now.
We are.
We're going to let you use the power. Do we still have like 100,000 watts? That used to be the thing.
All the other shows got 100,000.
Oh, we don't
I
get
think
it.
They turn it down. Boom. Yes, exactly.
You know what's Slacker and Steve reaching all the way out into
right.
the burbs. You're right. But we're going to give you the radio station to call us and tell us something that you think is cool. And you're going to convince us that it's cool. Like, for example, there's a story about a guy with a metal detector who will convince you that being the nerd on the beach while everyone else is having fun and enjoying the, walking around with you, like, boop, boop, is actually
super cool.
It can be cool.
Yep.
I think maybe, Steve,
super.
That might be a
little over the top.
I don't know if like all the women, the bikini clad women are like, look at the guy with the metal detector.
I'll give you that. But if he found what safe found,
yes.
suddenly ladies come run it.
So it can be like a book we need to read. That's going to be boring. A show we need to watch. A food we need to eat.
Yeah.
Anything in the world, you get to convince us. Quickly, you don't get like 5 minutes, you get like 30 seconds.
Be ready.
To convince us that something is cool. This dude has a metal detector. He's walking around. And what do people with metal detectors find? Nickel. Oh, I'm getting a hit. You dig. Oh, it's a quarter. Just took me 6 hours of my life and I got 25 cents. So divided by six, yeah, I'm making 4 cents an hour.
You're right. That's usually how it goes.
A dude in Australia convinced us that metal detectors are cool by digging up a gold nugget worth $69,000.
A nugget that size.
He was walking around with his nerd bag metal detector in Kalgoorlie, Western Australia. Machine beeped. He moved 18 inches of dirt. And out popped a piece of gold the size of a fist.
Of a fist, people. Yes, the ladies on the beach are come running now. Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be enough to... But again, I mean, I hate
to
making you...
Like, cool.
You have a guy who convinced me that he bought a car with a metal detector.
He did. He would... One year, he would out in Cape Cod, he would metal detect. He would go through mostly old ladies' gardens, but he would get permission first because they were always losing rings and necklaces.
Oh,
doing their gardening. Yes. And then he would dumpster dive, but he would took everything, he cashed it in for cash that he found with his metal detector and dumped, and he bought a brand new truck. Yes, he did.
So that's one thing that's cool.
Yep.
I have something I'd like to convince people that it's cool.
Okay, what do you have? What do you got?
Do you have one?
What do I have?
Because mine is really weird.
Okay.
I think clear ice is really cool.
What's clear ice?
Ice that's perfectly clear.
Meaning like in a pond or a lake or a river?
Like when you, Steve,
yes.
Who are you talking to?
What?
Alcohol. It has to do with alcohol. If you're talking to me,
why?
I'm talking about...
I know. Back to elk.
It's...
Clear ice.
It's a...
You went out and bought
it's a
thing.
It's a quest of mine. I've bought... Dude, I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars...
Chasing
in the
it.
Yes. I hope you're not mocking my passion for this because I am chasing it.
Yes.
And someday, because if you've ever been to a bar where they give you, you order something on a big rock and they bring you an ice cube that is literally 100% clear, it is like the holy grail for me.
And I can't picture that. I've never seen an ice cube like
that. The people who do produce crystal clear ice have like essentially a pond and you have to just cut the top of the pond off because when a pond freezes, it's clear on top, but then it's that cloudy at the bottom.
Yeah.
The cloud, do you know what makes it cloudy?
No.
Air. It's air in it. So when you, I know, you guys keep calling with what's cool. Just give me my, I know I'm going longer than 30 seconds. So if there's a lot of air in the ice,
okay,
it melts faster. Because there's only a little bit of ice, and then as soon as that little bit of ice melts, you're to the air, and then it has to get, you're down again.
You're
and
right.
An ice cube will melt really fast if it's cloudy. If it's perfectly clear, it can sit in that glass and cool your drink without melting into
which
it.
Which you need it to.
if you're drinking something nice like a Manhattan or something.
Okay, because you're the one that turned me on to the drinks that require the ball ice.
Like a sphere ice. If you can find a perfectly clear sphere, it's like, if you guys know restaurants that have them, just text us. I'll go to every restaurant and have a Manhattan if they have perfectly
clear
or cube or diamonds. I don't care. I'm on a quest. I'm trying to convince the world that perfectly clear ice is so
I want to see. It sounds like it'd be fun.
I have some ways of making it, but it doesn't always work.
And you had to set off for it's like a kit.
I bought a kit off of Kickstarter.
Yeah. Is it round clear or is it just clear?
I can make round. I can make square. I can make little squares, big squares.
Dude, real quick, because I saw there was a high-end bar that served your round ball of ice, but it had like the country. It was like a globe.
Yes. Some people will stamp their things too.
Get out.
Isn't that cool?
I'll give you that.
Clear ice.
You don't need to talk me into it, buddy.
I just convinced you it's cool. All right. So you get the radio station. You can convince us anything on the planet.
Yep.
Shows, food, nerd out.
Ice.
Anything but CrossFit. I know. The first call is going to be CrossFit. Cool. It's a cult and you're all going to drink punch and put like purple blankets on with your Nikes. But convince us that something is cool. Can I have a moment?
Yes.
I'd like to apologize to CrossFit. Thanks. That's all.
Why? What was wrong with CrossFit?
I forgot. I'm in some sort of competition at a CrossFit gym. One of my friends is at a CrossFit gym and I have to go to a CrossFit gym. It's Matt. It's my buddy Matt who does all that.
Girlfriend name.
No, it's a guy. And so I'm going to... And I just realized that I'm going to walk in there tomorrow having said that CrossFit is a cult.
Sucker, can you say that again?
I am just kidding.
What did you say about CrossFit?
CrossFit's awesome.
I don't recall.
I'm a dead man.
It was like the opposite of awesome.
No, CrossFit's that's what I was saying. I was being facetious earlier. That was all.
I didn't feel
that
the
was facetiousness. Sarcasm, Steve.
No, normally you have it dripping down your chin, but you didn't this time.
That was a huge mistake.
Yeah, you said you hate people.
I don't hate it. I think it's awesome.
You think the people
and
that do it are
And I can't wait to
weird.
Do their, your... It's I have to do a thing with them.
No, you said you didn't.
It's a Palmer. I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Huh.
We have to, never mind. your turn, Steve.
What? No, you know
what? Do you want to convince us that it's cool?
That CrossFit rules. It actually does.
How about you do this? I know something that you constantly try to convince people that it's cool.
No.
So take your time here.
What?
Ready?
What?
Smoking.
Okay. Yes. Good point, Slacker.
Why is smoking cool, Steve?
Here's the upside of smoking cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
It controls your hunger pangs. Yeah, so you don't put on weight. Second, more importantly, though, Slacker, here, let me grab my pack of cigarettes. And I do this every time as a visual aid
for anybody that comes up to me. This is going to be great on the radio.
Yeah, they come up to me and they complain that I'm smoking. Yeah, on the bottom here is this. See that stamp?
Yeah.
That's a tax stamp.
Yeah.
Every time I purchase this box of cigarettes, I'm paying a money that goes to the betterment of the state. Slacker, I'm sacrificing the health of my lungs for the state that you live in. Mm-hmm. You don't want to know. You don't want to know why Colorado's so beautiful here? Because I'm paying this tax.
I'm just going to say this.
Did you know that if you take this tax away, your homeownership taxes will go up?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're losing money then. We need the money back. So by smoking cigarettes, I keep everyone's property taxes down. Yep.
You're welcome. You quit smoking, I'll join a CrossFit gym.
What?
And I'll drink nothing but cloudy ice the rest of my life.
I need to ponder that. I need to weigh that offer.
That's a deal is going to be hard.
That's a good one.
I'll join a gym.
That's hard for you.
It's hard for me on a lot of fronts. If somebody will bring me the perfect cube that I've been in search for forever, and I'm going to be like, send it back. I need it cloudy.
Why? Somebody's going to want to give me a cigarette, and I'm going to go, send it back.
All right. We're not doing a good job, but you're going to.
Yes.
Convince us something other than smoking and clear ice is cool. Katie's first. Katie?
Yay.
Yay. Convince us. What's cool?
Moissanite.
Oh, yeah, it is cool.
I'm out.
Yep.
You don't even know what it is.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. Moissanite. What is it?
It's a semi-precious stone that has the exact same chemical composition and hardness and brightness as a diamond, but it was discovered in meteors in space, and so when it forms inside a meteorite, it formed in a vacuum without any dust particles, so you're getting a perfectly clear gemstone that doesn't have inclusions like diamonds.
You're right, because they'll appear on the Antiques Roadshow now and then. A lot of moissanite gets on there.
Oh, my God, you actually do know what it is. I thought you were kidding and being... I forgot who I'm dealing with.
But she nailed it. Katie, you nailed it.
So do you have... It had to come from a meteor.
Meteor.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's cool, Slacker.
Does it cost as much as a diamond?
Costs about a third, but you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
There are very few gem stores out there. You have to have an actual certified gemologist that can actually tell the difference.
Moissanite.
I'm convinced.
It rocks.
It's cool. Thank you. Dude.
Yeah.
You blow my mind sometimes.
I know.
This is one of those moments where I was like, I fully thought you were being, oh, moissanite, yeah. No, yeah, no.
That's the only reason I know of it.
Mike.
Yay.
Convince us that it's cool.
Well, my big thing is automotive drifting. So taking a car that you've built, usually something really cheap, and taking it to a track and driving the absolute wheels off of it, kind of like if you were slipping on ice or something.
Yeah.
The best kind of description I could give. It's a really big thing, and it started to get a lot bigger here in Colorado lately. So.
This is going to sound novice-y, but does the pavement have to be wet?
No, but that actually, it helps save tires, which saves you a little bit of money.
Right.
So is this the movie, the
Tokyo Drift
with Paul Walker?
Yes.
It's kind of like Tokyo Drift. There's a whole sport around taking a car that's out of control, but in control, and driving it next to another car that's doing it and being judged on your technique for it.
That's dangerous, Mike. But yeah, it's wicked fun, I bet.
I'm convinced that it would be cool to watch it. I don't feel like I want... Although you say you're making a cheap car because you do it... Because when you're practicing, you're probably running into a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, usually there are people that, you know, screw around in parking lots, and I don't really condone that. There's tracks that are, you know, you could go out and rent a track day for $100 and drive to your heart's content kind of thing. A lot of people don't really know that, though.
Steve's going to get his Audi out and we're going to drift the crap. I feel like you're not convinced on that.
No, not with the Audi.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Convince us. What's cool?
Oh, fanny packs are so cool.
What part?
They are so practical, and they can match any outfit now. You can get any style. They can be even fancy ones. There are fancy dress ones to wear with dresses. You can even have ones that you can't even see that are intended to be under your clothes, so you could just put a credit card in your phone.
Wow.
They are that cool.
Oh my God, I think you might have gotten Steve with that.
Yeah, because you could hide them underneath stuff now. And ladies can wear your slinky black dress out on a cocktail night.
What are you doing?
You can wear them underneath that.
Are you? What?
It's actually for ladies. You. They don't have to have a clutch anymore. Dude. Walk around with a clutch.
Do you remember that you and I have signed a blood oath that if you ever catch me wearing a fanny
pack,
you get to murder me
in cold blood
and not be prosecuted?
It's like a high-end fashion one, though.
Right. I got a Louis fanny pack.
Yep.
Well, some of them you can't even tell are fanny packs now.
Not convinced.
They look like a piece of, like a little satchel, like leather.
Vanessa, can you store booze in there? Because
you might get me. Thank you.
Yes.
Why does it always come? That was well played, though.
Well,
Nick.
Yes.
Yay.
Convince us it's cool. What's cool?
Being an arborist.
Is that trees and stuff?
Yes, sir, it is.
And that's cool. How is it cool?
You get a lot of ladies as an arborist?
Well, no, but, you know, talking to people about it, and, you know, I bring up in the conversation that it's the number one most dangerous job in the world.
Oh, because you're climbing heights and
you're up on trees and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And when you got to take something down that's hanging over a house, it's pretty cool how we get it down with just a couple of simple pulleys.
Oh, yeah. I do think
with
that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I've seen there were guys over on Bellevue the other day that were just jumping from branch to branch,
they
and I was
like
what
monkeys.
The hell? That was amazing.
Okay, arbory. Yep.
Arborist is cool. Hey, how about that ash borer, huh? I don't know. Thank you, Nick. It was, dude, we were seconds away from driving the show
right
off a cliff.
You are right.
Okay. John.
Yay.
Convince us it's cool. What's cool?
Listening to you guys, because they say laughter is the best way to stay in good health. And every day I'm headed home from work, you guys have stuff that's just making me laugh, or I'm scared I'm having an accident because I'm laughing so hard.
Oh, John. That is the
I'm
best.
Not convinced.
What?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.